Fear not. We have everything you need to go see the Eagles at the Sphere Las Vegas, this one-of-a-kind venue and a legendary band. They're going to be live there, 16 shows beginning September 20th. We've got two trips for two. Flights, Venetian resort stay, dinner at Chica Las Vegas, the whole thing. And to, yeah, you aren't going to be staying at the Hotel California. You're going to be staying at the Venetian. But you need to know the key word for this hour. And it is new, N-E-W, new. Text that to 95819, and you will be registered to win this amazing prize package. And again, we've got two of them. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com.
Car dealerships have been coping with this cyber attack, as you know by now. Well, here is the good news. A restoration process has been found for the nationwide CDK global hack that has crippled 15,000 auto dealer systems nationwide. Todd Zott, president of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and partner of Zott Auto, joins us now. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, Guy. Lloyd, how you guys doing?
So is this a good morning because there's a fix coming and it's coming this week?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, our group, we were restored yesterday in the middle of the day. So our dealership management system is back up and operational.
Todd, you know, cybersecurity is really increasingly become a concern for the automotive industry when you have these types of incidents. You know, what steps do you think the dealership should take, you know, moving forward to better protect themselves from these types of cyber threats?
Yeah, Lloyd, that's a great question. You know, we've been working diligently meeting the requirements of the FTC Safeguard Act. You know, we do penetration testing to our networks. We do vulnerability scans. We do phishing training, which is probably the most important because that's the way most of these cyber incidents happen is through phishing. But, you know, in this case, you know, this is a little bit out of our control. It's our vendor who, you know, on June 19th had us what they call a cyber ransom event.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to stress that there has not been any announcement of any data breach at this point. So it's a cyber ransom event. They've solved the problems out of abundance of caution. They took down their systems on June 19th. And out of abundance of caution after that cyber attack. But they have not announced that there's been any data breached at this point.
So CDK is like your single service provider. You think that you may need to diversify the technology providers that you guys have so you can mitigate these types of risks?
Well, I think it's going to change our industry. You know, we're certainly going to need to vet our vendors more carefully. CDK is a behemoth. I mean, they service nearly half of all auto dealerships. I think Jamie mentioned 15,000 dealerships across the country. You know, so if there's anything, any company that we, you know, trusted to have very good cyber security in place, it would have been CDK, and they got hit. So I think it's just, you know, a sign of the times of the vulnerability that all companies have from these bad actors. And it was reported that these attacks came from, you know, Eastern Europe, very, very sophisticated operators that take, you know, that carry out these ransom attacks.
So we're anticipating the June auto sales numbers to be released in over the next couple of hours. I think Honda is the first major one. Do we know how much this impacted the month of June for you guys and others? And can CDK make you whole? Do they have an insurance policy against something like this so that if you get hit with maybe lost sales that you can be compensated?
Great question, Guy. You know, for our group, you know, I'm happy to report. I'm so proud of our team for being resilient and creative and coming up with other solutions to sell cars. You know, we just finished our month end yesterday and we exceeded our, you know, our internal goal was to sell over 500 cars. And we actually, through lots of hard work, exceeded that goal. Now, some stores in our group were affected a little bit more than others just because of utilizing a little bit more CDK software. We have a CRM or a customer facing system at one of our stores that slowed us down a little bit more. So it varies out there by dealer. As far as, you know, how do we make up for any potential losses? You know, our service department's kept going. I would say we were very inconvenienced. Trying not to make it inconvenient for the customer. You know, I'm happy to report we really didn't have any customer issues during this shutdown.
Okay.
And we have cyber insurance. So we have filed a claim again, out of abundance of caution. So we've got a little bit of coverage at the dealership level there.
Todd, that's good news for your group. Michigan-based here, Anderson Economic Group, estimated that the disruptions could cost dealers $944 million as the issues extend into this week. That's according to Fox Business. So it certainly meant some losses for some groups.
No, agreed. And, you know, what we're going through now is we got to take all the pen and paper repair orders and parts tickets, and we got to enter them into the system and kind of see where the results end up. You know, we probably did lose some productivity in our service departments for sure. And, you know, we won't know for a few weeks to see where the actual, where we end up. You know, some of the larger groups being public companies have reported that they expect a 10% hit to earnings. And along with that Anderson Economic Group report.
And Todd, I know you know this outage was a headache to a lot of your people, you know, having to resort to manual and handwritten processes, you know, during this time. But you know, did that kind of take you back? Was that kind of a learning experience for those who've never done that before because they've been so used to the computer?
Well, for sure, yeah. Many in our stores, many of our team members have never had to do that, but you know, many have. So. I'll tell you what, our group really rose to the challenge. Our leaders at our stores rose to the challenge, figured it out. Now, you know, they got some work to do and getting all this stuff in the system. But yeah, I'm proud of them for keeping business rolling and keeping our customers served.
We just had a great conversation with Mark Wakefield from Alex Partners. They're saying that China is poised to globally dominate the automotive industry, not just because their product cycles are shorter and they have 30% cost efficiency, but they're just darn good at what they do, and they also have an entire a government behind them. How worried are you about unfair competition from China?
Well, I think it's definitely a big concern. You know, I think it's why the definitely a driver and why the big three in town have really, you know, invested a lot in electric vehicles, although, you know, the market's not quite there yet. The infrastructure's not quite there yet, but we're going to have to be able to compete in at least that segment of the market against China because that's where they put all their resources.
Right, and that's where they're dominating in other markets. It just hasn't come here yet. Yeah.
Well, right. Todd Zott, president of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and partner of Zott Auto, there's good news and bad news this morning. Have a wonderful holiday week.
All right, thank you. You guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
Coming up, is Michigan lagging behind the nation when it comes back to this bounce back in education? We'll talk about it 7:05.